there is a wintry blast on the way. Meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us live on Skype to lay out what we can expect. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Lisa. Good to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you. It's pretty nice out there right now, but soon the party is over. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's just an amazing day. I mean, we have to pause and talk about today, don't we? I mean, 60 degrees at midnight, near 60 most of the day, all this sunshine, and now we've got some wintry weather on the way. The good news is it's not going to be a huge storm, so it's kind of just easing into it, a little appetizer for winter here as we head for tomorrow. So tonight, no problems at all. Temperatures will slowly fall out of the 50s down into the 30s by morning. It's actually still above average, not that chilly. During the day tomorrow, if you have some plans, you want to get some Christmas shopping done early, go ahead and do that. No problems at all. Once we get after about noontime, I think some snow starts to break out, especially from the Mass Pike northward. The snow will probably not accumulate on the roads just because they're so warm due to all the warm weather we've had for today. But on the grassy surfaces, the mulch, the car tops, you'll start to see some accumulation, maybe coating to an inch or so by the time we get to about this time, 24 hours from now, tomorrow night. And then the rain snow line moves northward. It changes over to a mixed bag and eventually all rain before ending. Total accumulations along the coastline, say north of Plymouth into the Boston area, maybe a coating to an inch, and the inch may be pushing it. And then you get west of 128 to 495, a coating to maybe 2 or 3 inches. But it's really up towards New Hampshire, interior Maine and Vermont, where anywhere from 4 to 6 inches will fall.
Okay, so in terms of travel, you said that if you're going to get anything done, get it done early if you can. A lot of people are going to be heading to holiday parties tomorrow or do holiday shopping. Is there a period when they should try to stay off the roads?
I just don't think it's that big of a deal that, you know, unless you're just so adverse to driving in any sort of inclement weather, we should be fine. So tomorrow, during the evening hours, especially north of the Mass Pike, I think if you're in Fitchburg, Leominster, Groton, on through Acton and into southern New Hampshire, you might want to take it easy during that 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. window. And if you don't like driving in the snow, that's probably when you want to stay off the roads. But I think for folks in greater Boston, if there's holiday parties and things like that, yeah, you'll have to take it slow. But it's not the type of thing that I'd say stay off the roads.
Okay. And when does it all wind up?
By the time we get to Sunday morning, there'll be a little bit of rain and snow around the area. Most of the snow confined to northern sections of Massachusetts and on through northern New England. It comes to an end probably between about 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll actually see some clearing. It's chilly. We're only in the upper 30s to near 40, and then it's real cold Sunday night in terms of what we've been experiencing. Most areas are going down under 20 degrees. We haven't done that this winter so far, and on Monday, sunny, but only around freezing, so the ground will freeze solid. One thing I would do is put those driveway stakes in to mark the ground because it is going to continue to get colder and colder here as we head through Christmas.
Okay, and just to get back to Sunday morning or Saturday night, when we clean off the car or the front steps, are we going to need a broom or a shovel or a pickaxe?
Yeah, so you'll need probably a little bit of a shovel from the 128 belt north and west, but I think the most likely area is north of the Mass Pike. There's a chance that if the warm air comes in early enough, we're just going to see a coating to an inch or so, even in the 128-495 belt south of the Pike. But areas to the north, northern Middlesex, northern Worcester County, Essex County, you're definitely going to be shoveling here as we head for Saturday night into Sunday, but not a lot.
Okay, and you said it's going to be cold through the week. Any precipitation before Christmas?
Right now, it looks clear and dry through Christmas Eve. Our mildest day is going to be Tuesday. We should be in the lower 40s, and then I think we're in the 30s Wednesday, Thursday, and Christmas Eve day.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave Epstein.
You're welcome.